From Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, this is The Music Room. The Music Room is an interactive project where Pioneer 90.1 works with Northwest Minnesota high school and college band, orchestra, and choir directors to record and broadcast the various school concerts and events that are presented throughout the school year. These recordings will also be interspersed with interviews with the various music instructors of the area, as well as some of the standout musicians who are performing in these productions. So take your seat, relax, and enjoy the wonderful musical talents featured on this program. The Music Room is brought to you courtesy of the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Warm holiday greetings to you one and all. This is The Music Room. I'm Glenn Broggett. In this hour, we will be presenting a holiday musical gift courtesy of the Thief River Falls Public Schools Orchestra under the direction of Derek Drews as they present their Christmas Orchestra Concert featuring the talented, able-bodied students that make up the Franklin Middle School and Lincoln High School Orchestras. The following was recorded December 15, 2014 at the Lincoln High School Auditorium in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Our first group to take the stage are the Franklin 6th Grade Orchestra. Now let's have a seat and enjoy. This is The Music Room.
Good evening and welcome to our annual Christmas concert. The 6th graders, we haven't had a lot of turnaround time between the last concert and end of October, November, turns out to be a pretty short month with all the new days off they've given us now, so we haven't had time to work on a lot, but we got a couple songs in their book here, and we got a couple Christmas songs we'll play for you. This first song is a medley of the major classical composers from Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven. So you'll hear tunes from all of those composers in this song and see if you can, how many you can identify.
Thank you.
We're going to do one more medley from their book. This one's called Holiday Special. We play these every year. This is the sixth grade textbook and has the skills that I want them to learn in sixth grade. It's really a very good book. I should have something similar to it. In any case, the medley that you're going to hear for the holiday special is Hanukkah, Mo Hanukkah, Jolly Old St. Nicholas, and a little bit of Jingle Bells. Actually, the reason it's called Cannon on the Housetop is because it's got Pachelbel's cannon in it, every cello player's favorite song. And it does have two other Santa songs in it besides the Pachelbel cannon that are woven into a nice little tune. You'll hear Jolly Old St. Nicholas again, and of course, up on the housetop. Of course, in music, you know, you can play a song a whole bunch of different ways. And Elfie knows you have, except for the first song, we actually have one song that's running through all the songs we're playing, and that would be Jolly Old St. Nicholas. And in this last song, you're also singing, which is a medley of Christmas tunes, we're going to also end with Jolly Old St. Nicholas. But we're going to start with O Christmas Tree, and then you'll hear O Come Little Children and Joy to the World.
You're listening to The Music Room, and that was holiday music courtesy of the Franklin 6th Grade Orchestra. Making their way to the stage now are the Thief River Falls Franklin Middle School 7th and 8th Grade Orchestra under the direction of Derek Drews. This is The Music Room, as we are listening to holiday music courtesy of the Thief River Falls Public Schools Orchestra.
The first song we're going to play to you is actually taken from the choral work called Gloria by Antonio Vivaldi. And it's a great piece of music, and I have these every 2 years I try to have each of my kids play it. This year, the high school got the treat of, some of my high school members got the treat of playing with the high school choir, because they did Vivaldi's Gloria, the actual real Gloria. And as you listen to this, you'll hear that it's very much like the original, but there's no singers. An old French carol that we rarely ever hear, unless you listen to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, because they have a version of that, which is pretty cool, that they combine with O Come All Ye Faithful, Heart Carol, I believe. Sorry, get my TSO wrong here. But anyway, last week, we experimented. We actually tried this with drums, and we had an electric instrument, the bass guitar, and everything. So a little stick in the mud teacher, I decided to go with the classical version. So, but it wasn't bad. I almost played it for a time. Thank you. Cantique de Noël is an arrangement, as it says in the program, by the Mannheim Steamroller. And perhaps you've heard this arrangement from them or not, but it is a very good arrangement. I originally thought about giving it to the high school. I thought these guys could handle it. It's probably the hardest song we play, just because it takes something called attention span. This is slow. But we're going to do our best here. So you're going to hear more of him as we get on in the school year. We've got a couple other pieces by him we're going to play with the high school orchestra. But this one is written for middle school, and it's a lot of fun. Thank you.
This is The Music Room, and you're listening to the Thief River Falls Public School Christmas Orchestra Concert under the direction of Mr. Derek Drews. It's now time for the Lincoln High School Orchestra to take the stage for our final holiday musical set. Thank you for joining us in The Music Room.
Gustav Holst was an English composer. Despite the name, his parents were actually from Norway, but they immigrated to England, and Gustav was born in England. So, except an Englishman with a Norwegian name. He taught orchestra at the St. Paul Girls School, and he wrote this in 1918 for his girls. And so there's quite a bit of neat little things he put in this piece, a lot of enharmonic tones, tenor clef, the cellos, a lot of real cool stuff. And the last movement also features kind of a dual tune, and you'll actually hear green sleeves in the melody along with an English folk tune. We're going to play all the movements straight through. It's traditional not to clap between the movements. We didn't quite get the second movement worked out. If we would have had one more week, we could have done it. But the second violin's what hated me. It's called ostinato, which, as you all know, is a repeated musical pattern played over and over again. And guess who got to do the ostinato? So, let's start on that one.
Thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, there's a quick turnaround between the October concert and the December concert. Now that we've got so many days off in November, which is great for other reasons, but not so great if you're trying to put together a program. We started with one movement of the St. Paul's Week. We're working right up to three. So I kind of figured, well, we'll see how much time we have, how quickly these guys will learn the music. So that's kind of where we went. At this time, we would like to welcome the band Squicks onto the stage. We have a father-son duo here who's going to join us for the last few songs. We're going to play some Transylvanian stuff. I guess where I was going with this is we normally would like to do a full orchestra piece with the band at this time, but I just didn't feel we had enough time to put something together in a short period of time. Hopefully, when we do our March concert, that won't be a problem. Before I forget, I just need to mention that at the end of the concert, the Friends of the Orchestra are going to be selling hot cocoa for $1, so I hope that you all take advantage of that and help the Orchestra Booster Group. Anyway, the first couple songs we're going to play are the new songs off of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra album, Dreams of Fireflies. And this first one is one of their original compositions called Winter Palace. Thank you. what the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is mostly known for is taking great classical pieces and making them into, rock versions. I was going to say cheesy rock versions, but they're kind of enjoyable to listen to. We actually have some students that prefer the classical versions, which is good, because the classical versions are better, but these are good too. So this next Dreams of Fireflies is actually a medley of the Vivaldi's Winter, which we were going to play for you last year, but we got distracted with other things, and also Mozart's Queen of the Winter Night. So, or Queen of the Winter Night, or just Queen of the Night Aria? I think it's the Queen of the Night Aria. I think Queen of the Winter Night is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra version of that. And then they dipped back in, and they threw it into the song, too. So, anyway, though, you'll hear those two classical pieces in this one. Okay, we have one last one for you here, the most famous song ever written by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We did this 4 or 5 years ago with Jim over here on the guitar, and we liked it so much. And he went and moved away, and it was sad. Now he's back, so it's like his big, what do they call that when you come back, they have a concert after you come back. There's a term for it, I just can't think of it on the top of my head. In any case, the Sarajevo was written for a kind of an idea during the Bosnian War that there was this lone cello player playing Christmas carols in the midst of this war going on in Yugoslavia and Bosnia. And so, kind of as a wish for peace. And so, you'll hear the cello theme, which is God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and then, of course, the Carol of Bells. Thank you.
the Thief River Falls Lincoln High School Orchestra finishing off their set in a rockin' way with help from guitar player Jim Van Schaik and his son Charlie Van Schaik on percussion. And so this ends another edition of the Music Room. This time around, we featured the Thief River Falls Public Schools Christmas Orchestra Concert under the direction of Derek Drews, recorded December 15th, 2014 at the Lincoln High School Auditorium in Thief River Falls. A big thank you goes out to Derek Drews and his crew of talented musicians from Franklin Middle School and Lincoln High School, as well as his special guests. We also need to give thanks to the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund for making the Music Room a reality. If you would like to listen to this episode and other Pioneer 90.1 originals, head on over to our website, www.radionorthland.org. For the Music Room, I'm Glenn Broggett.